Well, we want to give you a very warm welcome to this baptismal service this afternoon. It's a real joy to be here and to be part of this whole celebration of Christian faith. We're excited by baptisms because it shows what God can do in an individual's life. When people think of the church, they often think about an institution or a building. It's not. The church are individuals saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. And for Dion and Sophie and Paddy and Emily, they've all got a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this afternoon, they've got an opportunity to share that faith with you before they are baptized. Now, some people might ask, well, what is baptism all about anyway? We call them baptismal candidates for some reason, not quite sure why. In my mind, I've been saying all afternoon, the baptismal contestants. I think I don't want to say that. Because it's not a contest. It's not who can stay under the water the longest. Let's have a new thing here. They are candidates. They're putting themselves forward to follow the Saviour. Now, that's a wonderful thing to do, but it's not an easy thing to do. Following Jesus is the best life possible, but it's also a hard life. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. But he's promised to be with us as we do that. We baptize because Jesus commanded us to baptize. He said to his disciples just before he ascended into heaven, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So baptism is a command that Jesus gave, and we do this in obedience to his command. Now, three quick things that baptism is. First of all, baptism shows a new beginning. Baptism doesn't make them a Christian. They're already Christians, as you'll hear in their testimonies. They've come to that place where they trusted Christ for salvation. So they are already following Jesus. What baptism does is to show that to other people. It's a profession of their faith. In other words, it shows their commitment and dedication to Christ. Doesn't declare by any means that they are sinless or perfect. But it does say that from now on, I want to follow Jesus. This is my intention. And it is this new beginning. So the old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. And one of the reasons why we put baptismal candidates straight into the water, underneath the water, and up again, is to show that when they are down in the water, the old life has gone. It's like buried. And they rise to a brand new life lived for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the whole symbolism of the baptismal mode that we use. And it's a new beginning as they rise out of the waters. It's like they're rising up to follow Christ. And the reason why we use water, and a lot of it, is because it shows, symbolizes cleansing. When somebody trusts the Lord Jesus, their sins are forgiven and they are cleansed. And that's what the water symbolizes. There's nothing special about the water. Hasn't been blessed. There's nothing magical about it at all. It's just ordinary water. But it symbolizes cleansing. So that's what baptism is all about. It's a very simple ceremony of a wonderfully profound event. They have followed Jesus, and they want you to know that.